Say who you are, sir, and we're on High Street right now, right in front of the Ohio Union, the newly built Ohio Union. And I was on my bike riding, and I saw, I heard you yell something at me, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then I saw your sign with a noose. It's a gas pump hose as a noose. So I guess let me turn the mic over to you and say who you are, sir.
Yeah, my name is Frank James, and I'm here out here right now. I'm doing a little promotional, video for a video called "Crude Awakening the Oil Crash," that I'm hoping everybody gets out here and watches and views so that they can have a better idea of what the problem is that we're about to have in this country and world. Oil's not running out. It's just running down to the point where the average man is not going to be able to afford to live a normal, what we consider an American existence. And so that's why I'm out here with this video, and people have, you know, asked me to kind of sort of promote it.
What are the ways in which the drawdown of oil could affect things that we're used to in terms of our lifestyle, in your opinion?
Well, the main thing is that, again, we're talking about cheap oil. We're talking about light, sweet crude in particular. And as that particular type of oil runs down, the only thing left is a lot less energy dense, what they call sour crude. That's going to be a lot more expensive to produce and turn into gasoline and things that we need. So that means the price of everything is going to go up to the point where the average American is not going to be able to afford to live like we live right now.
How do you deal with this? Because I've been reading about this for about 3 or 4 years, and when I process it mentally, I kind of hit a wall and have a difficult time bending my mind around what could be possible solutions. Because when I look around me, it seems like what actually is being done to address this is nowhere close to even beginning to address the issue. So how do you deal with something like that?
There's a lot of solutions that have been come up with. Like, you hear a lot of terms like oil fracturing. They talk about the tar sands in Canada having as much oil as there is in Saudi Arabia and things like that. But then at the same time, if scientists say that the sun, you know, there's enough energy in sunlight that falls on Earth every day than all the energy that we use all year. But the problem is you can't capture that energy. You can't, there's no way that you can contain that energy to use it like we use it now. And so the solution is one that, if there is one, it's going to be extremely painful. And it's going to, you know, I really can't say what it's going to be. If there is one, I can't. There is one, but it's something that I really I can't really describe, because it's going to be something so horrific that my mind can't even conceive of, because the population that we have now, which is 7 billion people, cannot be sustained in the future with the energy sources that are going to be available as they are now. Because oil is such a special and unique substance that there is nothing actually that can replace it. I mean, there are going to be people here, but nowhere in the same 7, 4, 7, 9, 10 billion, whatever many people we have now. It's just not going to be possible. So that's only going to be that's the only problem that's going to be.
Not to dwell on gloom and doom scenarios, but just to get the ideas out there and just to get it off your chest and to express it. So we can examine it and move forward. Say what you think. It sounds like you're kind of holding back.
Well, I mean, you know, solar, wind, biofuels, all of those things can be substitutes for oil, and they will work. They will help the problem. But again, the problem is population. You have to reduce the population in order for those things to take the place of fossil fuels. That's what I see. I don't know what else it is for me to say beyond that.
Have you thought of food? Because it was interesting when I rode my bike down here and you yelled out, and then I came up here, you said, aha, you're the transportation of the future, you're on a bike. Now, this is one thing that I wonder what you think about. If you look at the food sector, agriculture, it seems that maybe solutions based on wind and solar are more difficult to scale up than they would be in terms of transportation or housing. Because I don't know how we're going to use wind and solar to produce our petroleum-intensive food that we've been getting.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's what it's about, scalability. Can we scale it up to the numbers that we need to maintain the current population that we and to grow the population into the future? And the answer is no, that is not going to be possible without oil, particularly oil and gas. It's not going to be possible. So I don't know what else I can possibly tell you beyond that, except that the current population that exists on the world today and the amount of food that we produce is not going to be possible without a tremendous amount of crude oil. It's just not going to happen. It can't happen.
A lot of people say that because if they compare the huge spike in the world population, if I'm not mistaken, occurred kind of coincide with the development of petroleum.
Exactly. It's called the Green Revolution, and that happened back in the 1950s. So you had this explosion of food production based on petroleum and these different type of pesticides and stuff that were created through, you know, again, by the use of natural gas and stuff that we have now. That's not going to be possible. And everything is peaking, not just oil, gas, coal, metals. Everything is about to peak, and we're going to have a crash in population. It's a natural cycle that happens to everything that has life. Mankind is a part of this earth. We're not something separate. You know, so you have these blooms of populations because they have a food source they can feed on, and oil or something, and gas, we're feeding on it, we're exploding our populations, we're drawing down that substance, and then our populations are going to crash like everything else. It's no different. We're no different than anything else that has life here.
So how do you, how has this affected your life? I know you're on the street right now, and
well,
you're holding us.
It affected my life in terms of knowing that, you know, I want to get the message out. I want people to know. I want as many people to know for themselves exactly what we're up against, for real. And that it's not about black, it's not about white, it's not about rich, it's not about poor. It's about us being alive on this earth, about being human beings and being able to live for any length of time on this earth and not just crash and burn, which looks like it's going to be the case.
Some of the specific things, for example, that I've done, I'm not bragging, I'm just comparing notes,
exactly.
Comparing notes here. I got rid of my car, ride a bike, do more gardening, support local farmers when I can. There's some other things, but those are the ones that I can think of. Can you talk about some specific ways in which your life has changed?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get my mind around all of this, and all the things you're doing are all the correct moves to make. But I'm a pessimist, I guess, by nature. So I don't see myself surviving past a certain point. Once people realize that, you know, life as we know it is basically going to end and we have to go back to another type of living, I think it's going to be chaos. There's going to be war. There's going to be riots in the street to the point where, you know, a lot of us are just not going to make it. Now, again, that's just me. Because, again, that's my view. That's my view of life. People are just not going to be able to understand their minds. They're going to lose their minds, basically. Because they're just not going to be able to take it. They're not going to be able to deal with it. And they're going to want to blame somebody. It's not their fault. Somebody else is the problem. Let's get rid of them. Let's kill them. And then we'll be able to survive. This is what I believe it's going to come down to in the end. So that's where I'm at. But I'm doing things like I'm trying to store up on food. You know, I bought silver. I bought a few dollars in silver. And I'm trying to do things like that. And I bought some things that I can store water in and things of this nature. I'm trying to get some more food stored up so that I can possibly survive to whenever. And that's basically it. But I think what you're doing is more important, and more people should be doing what you're doing, like getting together with local farmers, starting to ride a bike, and do things like that. But most people are not going to want to do that. They're simply not.
So those activities that you just mentioned, to what extent are you doing that with other people, neighbors or family members or coworkers? Are you involved in the community?
I'm on YouTube a lot. I do a lot of videos on YouTube, and I talk about this issue a lot on YouTube. And some family members have responded, but not in a way that lets me believe they really understand how bad things are. And it's like, again, it goes back to mindset. You know, people's minds are set a certain way. It's like when you pour concrete in the mold and it sets, and it hardens that way. You can't change that. That has to be blown up or destroyed some other way. That's the only way. That's the only way that you can really help people. I mean, I don't know what else I can do but talk about it.
So how are you blowing that up?
Through my poster and through talking on YouTube, you know, and trying to get people to watch the video, because that's a good place to start. People like you who read, but there's some people who don't read. So this video is a good place to start because it has a lot of great scientists like Richard Heinberg, but you have Mr. There's a lot of people on here that know what they're talking about, and hopefully that'll get people to want to start to read and study this information to get more knowledgeable of exactly where we're headed. And then and try to protect. The only thing you do is try to protect. It's like when a hurricane is coming. You know, I mean, you can't stop the hurricane, but you can do things to protect yourself. And that's what this is about. And I think that's what you're doing. You're trying to protect yourself from this hurricane that's about to hit us.
So do you make videos then that you put on YouTube?
Yes, I do.
How do people access those videos?
I don't know if you want to talk. I don't know if you want to see my videos. Okay.
Why not?
Well, okay, but you know, because I'm gonna tell you the truth, be honest with you. Most of my videos are geared toward people of African descent because I feel that they're the ones that, as far as I'm concerned, need to be pushed more than anybody else to get this information. And so that's what it's geared to. But it's Out of Gas 88. That's my YouTube, website and information site.
Out of Gas 88. What's 88 stand for?
That's just my birthday. 88. Yeah. So that's what it is.
One last question, if you don't mind. So if the future is as dire as you say, then how does that motivate you in terms of engaging with people? Because some people would be tempted to say, well, if it's that bad, then the hell with it. I'm just going to enjoy life before it all goes down in flames and not worry about it because I can't do anything about it anyway.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily motivate me or not motivate me. It's just, it's like I'm one person. So I don't have the answers. But if more people thought about this and talked about it, maybe they could find the answer. Maybe they could find a solution. But if you don't understand that there is a problem and you don't know you're about to have a problem, then how can you find a solution? So that's why I talk about it the way I do. I'm one person. I don't have all the answers. And maybe I think that as more people have this information and get this information or aware of it, who knows what's possible? Who knows? Maybe some people come with some answers, solutions that I don't have. I mean, because we're all involved with this. It's not just me or you. It's everybody that's alive. So everybody that's alive needs to have this information and start working with it. And that's why I'm out here, to try to promote videos like this and, get people to open their minds to it. Because a lot of people are very closed-minded, and they need to open their minds to this information.